so honored to have all of these wonderful, amazing, precious children to be dedicated today, and what a blessing that it is. The most important thing we can do is to commit our children to the Lord, to dedicate them to His Lordship and His kingship in their life, and they are a gift to us. And He has sovereignly placed them in your care. And so we want to just pause, and it is a time to dedicate and to commit them to the Lord. And it is so important for us as a family of believers to do that as well. So it's a time of commitment for us as a body of Christ to covenant, to pray for these families, for these children, that we would encourage them, that we would come beside them and help them, because we need each other, don't we? We really do. And it's the family of God that comes alongside with parents and grandparents, and that faith community that helps to build and to foster a love for God. And we want to partner with you as this church family to commit to helping you to raise your children to love and to serve and to honor God and for His kingdom's sake. Because these children are there. My daughter just had a baby. She's 2 weeks younger than Joseph. And my daughter looked at Sammy Doe and she said, "Mom," she said, "she's not mine." I said, "You're right. She's not yours. She's the Lord's." And so they're a gift, and they belong to the Lord. And so we're stewards of them. We guide them, we point them to Jesus, but they're not ours. They wholly belong to the Lord. And so we want to give Him we just ask Him to work and move in a mighty way in them. And so we have a Bible for each one of them that has their name engraved on it. We have a letter to give to you as parents to remember this day. And we have a letter to give to each child that we pray that they will come to know the Lord Jesus. And when they do, there's a letter for their salvation that they open. I have a copy for you all as well. And then just some encouraging notes and just to commit them to the Lord. And so I have, let me give these to each. Let's see, Stephen and Megan. All right, and Stephen and Megan, and they coming dedicating Levi. And then we have Riley and Kimberly Peak who are dedicating Cassia and Janora to the Lord. And then we have David and Jordan Lukashenko dedicating Raylan to the Lord. And they're over here. I'm sorry, I'm a little disheveled today. Forgive me. Christopher and Heidi, little Joseph. Yes, thank you. And so Mario and Justine with precious little Chase. There we go. And let's see, Tim and Julietta. Yes, Ezra. And then let's see, Rick and Emily with Beckham. So yes, so if you would covenant to raise these children to know and to love and to serve our Lord Jesus, that you will commit to the godly discipleship of their hearts, and then we covenant as a church body to pray for them as well. And so, Pastor Bill.
Yeah. Well, as they're committing themselves to raise these children, and they're asking God to help them, because many of you out there have been parents, and you know that we can promise to do a lot of things, but none of us have got the ability or the wisdom to be able to parent our children completely well. So we need God's grace and we need God's help. And what we're really here today is to say, we want these children to know the Lord. And we want these children to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior and to follow Him and live for Him all of their lives. And these parents have come up to say, we're dedicating ourselves to raise this child to know you. And it's not just the parents who are doing this, and we do the dedication here at church because we're the environment in which they grow up in. And as Sean was referring to, this world that they're growing up into, even the schools that they're going to, they're not going to be surrounded with godly influences and godly direction. They're going to be in a place where their faith will be tested and they need help. And so not only are we asking our parents to just set in their hearts the purpose to put Christ first in their family and to teach these kids, but we're asking our church body to be the environment in which they can see that and they can be loved and accepted and see the modeling of Christian life. You know, we were in the green room and one of our ladies was talking about how she's in a situation right now where she's put next to someone who has rejected Christianity in the workplace. And she sees that as her opportunity to love that person and to invest in their lives. And that's what we need to commit to do for these children. And so I'm going to pray for them. And we just ask you, Father, just to put your hand on each one of these families and each one of these beautiful children who are a gift from you. Each one of them very unique, with different gifts and different talents, but every one was created and knit together in the womb by you for your purpose, to glorify you. And we want these children to grow up, to be able to see you and to know you and to love you and to follow you all of their lives. And so we put them in your hands. And we ask you for the grace and we ask you for the ability to be able to see and have the wisdom to know how to invest in their lives to help them become all that you want. And we thank you in Christ's name. You know, the thing that that girl I was talking about that's leading, what's really interesting is that the person that she's next to made this statement to her last week. You're the first person I've ever known that I think is a real Christian. All the rest of them just use it as an excuse to judge me. It's not an environment that these children need to grow up in without the support of people who love them and people who want to see them to know and experience the love of Christ. And so I just ask you, will you commit to try to the best of your ability to love these kids as they grow up with the love of Jesus Christ? If you can, say amen. Amen. Amen.